This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. America has been losing heavy industry jobs for decades in highly unionized industries like aluminum and steel. These have typically been well-paid jobs with health and pension plans, sometimes passed from one generation to the next. Politicians love to talk about saving and creating these kinds of jobs, so it's a good time to hear from people who have actually worked in those factories. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, based in our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, brings us the workers' perspective.
A little over a year ago, Alcoa shut down one of its last remaining U.S. aluminum smelters in Wenatchee, Washington, a small city along the Columbia River. More than 400 union steelworkers, making $65 to more than $100,000 a year, lost their jobs. Recently, I met some of them in an auto mechanics class at the local community college. They're eligible for government-sponsored job retraining because of the plant closure. Josh Musgrove, 38, says what he misses most, aside from the pay and union benefits at Alcoa, is the camaraderie, working hard as a team in heat and danger, keeping each other out of harm's way. But even though generations of men in his family have proudly made a living making aluminum...
I wouldn't want my kids working there anyway.
Absolutely.
No, not at all.
Because it was unstable and uncertain in the end, or because of the work itself?
Both, but mainly because of the work itself. I wouldn't want them to go through that.
Matthew Carpenter, 37, agrees.
They tried to make it, you know, somewhat ergonomical, but the guys on the floor, setting carbon, shift work, totally hard on the body.
Josh Bujan is 26, and he says working at the smelter made him proud.
It was a unique line of work, dangerous, somewhat of a thrill almost. I've got a son that likes mighty machines, and going to work and actually getting to drive one and come home and tell him that that's what dad was doing, it impressed my kids.
And how would he career counsel his son?
Don't get into an industry that China can wipe you out of.
Over at the Wenatchee Aluminum Trades Council, I asked Union President Kelly Woodard the same thing.
I never did want my kids to go into this.
Woodard, 57, started in the smelter soon after high school, and that Alcoa job helped him put two sons through college. One plans to be a doctor, the other worked summers in the smelter.
And that's when he really got interested in the union movement, and he's a union organizer, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Like father, like son, sort of. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.